My name is Jamie Atkinson, founder of podcastclosing.com, and this show is built for 6 and 7 figure entrepreneurs with podcasts who are looking to grow and scale their customer acquisition using that show. If you're a 6 or 7 figure entrepreneur with a podcast and you want to get featured on this show to talk about your own podcast journey, go to top100interview.com. Now over to your glamorous host, Brittany Chaterbuck, and don't forget to subscribe for daily interview content.
Sam, let's talk about how to become a sales hunter. Like, what is a carnivore mentality? What does that look like? Can you tell us, elaborate? You've got all the expertise in this area.
Yeah, absolutely. So for, you know, really for the last 3 to 5 years, it was such a boom in most, in any sales organization. Digital marketing was king. Leads came in so easy. Basically, people became order takers, which created lazy salespeople. Everything from home services to it doesn't matter what it is. People just buy. And now what's happened this year in 2023, what we're seeing is most lead volume is down 20 to 30, 40% in some industries. And so what that means is digital marketing is just a bloodbath right now. And what you're getting from that is insanely less than what we have in the past. So because people became lazy and became order takers, it got away from the ability to truly sell. And so what we're seeing right now and what I help people with is establishing that mindset that it's not going to come to me. Basically, if it's to be, it's up to me. So I have to go create it. So becoming a hunter is that carnivore mentality is like, I am the weather. I create my business. And an exercise I take everybody through every single time I do a training is, listen, if I had a gun to your family's head right now, and I told you, you had to make a sale today, could you do it? And the answer is always yes. And then the follow-up question that is, then why don't you do it anyway?
That's huge.
And that's it. And so adopting that mindset will change everything when it comes to radical responsibility.
Wow. Do you have any other, you know, techniques that you use when it comes to switching that mentality to that carnivore? Like, can you walk us through any other examples?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, when it comes to the mentality, when it comes to the mindset, because it all starts in mindset, the difference between
huge.
Every top performer and anyone else is not typically the presentation or the process or the words they say. It's the mindset of choosing to be a closer, choosing to become that person that writes business every single day. And so an exercise for that mindset is one, I mean, personal growth is huge. In no way would we do anyone service if we talked about this and didn't talk about the importance of daily feeding your mind with books and podcasts and things like this. But an exercise is visualization. I don't know a single person who earns $1 million a year plus or multiple six figures plus in sales that doesn't visualize the outcome before it happens. So self-talk is crucial. You know, everybody's like, oh, that's passe and it's woo-woo, but it's not.
It is not.
Top performers, 100%. You're programming your brain.
I mean, by doing that or reprogramming it, because a lot of us don't have it to start with, right? We might grow up in a generation that's just, you know, we have those generational curses sometimes, right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
sure.
And total different mindset and growing up and whatnot, right? So to shift that mindset, shift that timeline and visualize things happening before they do. Mm-hmm. I'm a huge believer in, I don't know if you're the same way or if maybe you don't use the word manifestation, maybe it's a different word to you, but visualization and manifesting, like a lot of people are like, oh, that's woo-woo, but I'm a total believer of that. But your energy has to be right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
And everything's energy.
Energy is huge. You know, one of the exercises I take people through it, and so we'll go through it super, super quick here because we don't have a lot of time.
Yeah, please.
But there's, especially with sales, sales is not the performance of an hour. Sales is the overflow of a life. So if somebody, who cares if you make $1 million, but you know, you have a heart attack and get a divorce and all those things along the way because you're never there and you're never taking care of yourself. And so sales is a combination of all the elements of life. And so the other elements are nutrition, their fitness, their spiritual life, your personal growth, and your relationships. right? So an exercise to go through is just be so real with yourself, rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10 in each of those categories. And it's called as-ising the moment. I'm going to add, okay, I might be a 4, you know, level 4 in whatever category. But how we become that next level is visualize somebody who is a level 10. And because we know success leaves clues, what's one habit that they do that I currently don't do that I can adopt into my life? And so for every category, write in one habit I can adopt today. And when that becomes my habit, now I maybe went from a level 4 to a level 5. Okay, now what's one more habit I can adopt? And so that's a really simple exercise to evaluate. I mean, some people do it daily, some people weekly, quarterly, and really deep dive into this. And so instead of setting goals, we now set mile markers, because we know if we set personal standards we refuse to compromise on, a goal is now a mile marker, because if I continue on the path, we're just going to keep going. It's not we get there and stop. We just keep going. What's the next mile marker?
That's huge. Now, what about any, tell me some, do you have strategies in regards to continuing to thrive and adapting when, or even staying motivated in general, and being able to continue to deliver incredible results, even when you're like not motivated and maybe things are not going, like basically tell us how to stay motivated when things are challenging. Like it's an up and a roller coaster ride, right? So how do you make it work? How do you continue to stay motivated when things are not going as planned? It seems like you're in a rut.
Yeah. So that's, I'm all about word substitutions. Word substitutions are really powerful because it brings awareness. And once you're aware of something, if you choose to do the opposite of what you're now aware of, that's an intentional choice. So it all goes back to responsibility. So motivation comes from the outside. I'm not interested at all in helping anyone get motivated, because that's dependent on the weather. It's dependent on the market. It's dependent on whatever. I am all about helping people become inspired, because inspired is internal. And when you're inspired, you'll get up without the alarm clock. You'll do the work it takes consistently. So inspiration comes from understanding that deep level of why you're working towards something. You know, knowing, and the old school term of, you know, your why will make you cry, but it's really true. If you understand to the deep level, you ask yourself, why am I doing this? And then what? And then what will life be like after that? And then what? And you get all the way down to the point that it's such a deep emotional reaction when you think about the reason you're actually doing what you're doing. That's where you get to inspiration. And inspiration, it doesn't matter what's going on externally, because you know you have a mission and you're racing to that finish line no matter what. And so that's the difference in motivation and inspiration, at least in my mind.
This is great. This is great. Now, has there been times that, what got you to the place you are today? I mean, was there a big, I know your why should make you cry. So like, was there a shift that you had to make in your life in order to get to the place of peace and success that you're at today?
Yeah, this is it's what a lot of people say. It's a, you know, 17 year overnight success. So,
yeah,
you know, I started in my industry. I'm for everybody listening, I'm in the heating and air in the trades. Right. So I started my industry 17 years ago. You know, I needed a job, and it's what was available. And over time, I realized the first big aha moment was, you know, I started off doing the manual labor. I was an attic rat pulling ductwork through attics. And, you know, after a few years of doing that, I actually had a situation where I almost died in an attic one day. And was hit by electricity. And, you know, the person next to me had to kick me off of it. So I was like, okay, I need to do something else with my life. And so I quit. I was like, I'm done with this. Well, the owner of the company called me back. It was a real small town, and got me back and said, hey, I know you know the work that goes into it. Come back and do sales for me. And so when I came back, and making that very first sale was that magic moment of, wow, I'm built for this. And so that was the first initial moment. But across the years and building and growing, selling businesses and having a business collapse and all of these stories that, you know, so much is involved in a person across time, you know, the driver is kind of twofold. One, it's my family. My you know, there's lots and lots of life situations that I have decided to be the provider for. I've chosen to be a provider. And that's to the level that, you know, say, hey, if a cousin needs a $200,000 check for open heart surgery, I want to be the guy that can just write the check and take care of the situation.
Right.
Right. That's the level of person. And then the other driver is, you know, when I'm doing trainings, that we've all seen, you know, heard of the light bulb moment. What happens in my trainings, it's such a deep level psychological shift that happens because we really incorporate a lot of NLP techniques, neuro-linguistic programming and different things that I don't know if you've ever seen the spotlights that happen on a grand opening of a restaurant or a nightclub or something that shoot into the sky at night. That's what it looks like on the participants' faces in the course when we're doing classroom. And then even when I'm in the field doing ride-alongs, those moments happen. And I know that's the spot you can, and every single time you can go back and track their numbers. That's the moment that their numbers started to escalate because all of a sudden it made such clear sense to them. They can never go back. And so it's a lot of sales trainers. They'll, oh, we go to these sales training and we have big numbers for a little bit, but then it slacks off because everybody stops doing it. This is the difference, because when awareness happens and that psychological shift happens, you can't ever go back to the way you were before, because now you're this different being.
This is huge. Absolutely huge, Sam. Now, I mean, what can you say, I mean, after that life-changing experience for you, where you shifted into sales after mm-hmm. almost dying, which thanks for sharing. I mean, that's got to be hard to talk about, but you know, how can professionals break free from that ultimate, I mean, we've touched on this, but I really want to elaborate. How do professionals break free from that mindset and really take action, generate the leads they're looking for, and really excel in their sales career? For those listening, because everyone listening, you know, will be dealing with sales 100%. All my entrepreneurs.
And all the entrepreneurs, I love you. You're my people. But well, we know one, if you're an entrepreneur, you're partially into that anyway. You have to be, or you wouldn't be an entrepreneur, or your business is going to just collapse because you have to get into sales is the only way to thrive. But basically in sales, there's two types of salespeople. There's hunters and farmers, right? If you're the person that and this is just a hard truth. If someone's personal income or their business income is within 10% of what it was the year before, then they're reliving the same year. They didn't grow. They didn't become something different, right? So it's about personal growth first, but really it's a decision. You know, it's choosing to adopt that mentality of, I call it the hunter mentality. It's choosing to adopt that if it's to be, it's up to me mindset. And this doesn't mean to disregard efficiency and leverage and your team and that kind of thing. But what it does mean is, we are going to create business. This is my mindset and I choose it to be. And whatever it takes to make it happen, this is the standard of our team, right? It's the standard. If it's a solopreneur, you know, this doesn't matter the size of organization, we choose to create business. So if that means door knocking, if that means cold calling, if that means being creative, because I'm here to tell you right now in our world, the historic ways of digital marketing and all of the easy ways, the easy button is broken right now. So with our economy and the way it is, it's happening. It's not that people aren't buying. They have to see a dramatic amount higher value before they'll buy. And when that happens, it's easy to differentiate ourselves in the marketplace, but you have to put in the work to do it. And so it's choosing to do the work. And that's really what it comes down to is, as you up level. So was it Jim Rohn, famous quote, it's like work to become a millionaire, not for the $1 million, but for the level of person you have to become to earn that $1 million.
Be deserving of it. Like if you don't have $1 million, well, did you work to be that person who's worthy of it? Truly though, that's what I believe as well. Like you have to have a completely different mindset for a millionaire and a billionaire, you know, you're a different person.
Oh yeah. In 2023, you're kidding me. Six figures is nothing anymore. $1 million a year is the new six figures, and 10 million a year is the new millionaire.
Right.
Just with it, that's exactly where we are in our marketplace right now. And so understanding that and saying, you know, I'm not okay with average. I am a top performer and I choose to be, and I choose to do the work it takes to get there. And if you don't know what that is, that's fine. Find somebody that is and model their habits.
Right.
It's because they're seeing the results. And what most people miss is all of the people at the top will happily share what they did to get there because nobody asks.
Absolutely. And a lot of people assume, right? But really, mm-hmm. what does it actually take to get there? Oh, yeah. What kind of person do you need to become? Mm-hmm. And it doesn't happen overnight. It can't happen overnight. Right. So
yeah, somebody put their 10,000 hours in somewhere. Where was it?
Yeah.
You know, yeah. So and this is what you were talking about vibrations earlier. I've always said your vibrations will introduce yourself before you ever knock on the door, right? The best time to make a sale is right after you made a sale because you're already in that state. So how do we capture that state, right?
You know, how do we can maintain it?
Yeah. How do we maintain it or even better, be able to slip into that on command, which mm-hmm. is even more powerful. So because nobody can maintain that state 100% of the time.
Right.
It's exhausting. But to be able to slip into that on command when we need it, that's setting, and this is why I love NLP so much, that's setting anchors to be able to instantly, and that's what self-talk does. You know, I can walk you through the exercise. So can we do a quick exercise? I could just show people?
Instead of absolutely. I would love that. Yes.
Yeah. So before the appointment, it doesn't matter what you're selling. Sales is sales. You know, like, so if I'm about to walk into your home, Brittany, I'd pull over a few minutes ahead of time. And it's like, I'm so excited to be here. Brittany's going to be so excited for me to be here. This is going to be the best experience of her life. She's never met anyone quite like me. She's going to see all the value. She's going to have zero doubt that exactly what we're going to talk about is to solve the problems that she says she has. We're going to go through the whole process. We're going to be high-fiving when we leave. And it's going to be the best experience that she has ever had in a home service sales experience. And it's her lucky day that she got me today. And I'm so excited to be here. So that kind of self-talk, I mean, I've conditioned myself for so many years. I'm getting goosebumps right now and I'm ready to sell something. But that's what happens. Our brain starts firing off that endorphins. And when we condition that, that's how to get into state. You tell yourself you're in that state. This is the best experience. She's never met anyone like me and it's going to go so smooth and we're going to have one sit close every single time.
That is such a mindset to be in. Mm-hmm. And that's how you basically shift into it, right? Like mm-hmm. And it's all about, you know, I'm a huge believer in it. I don't know if you feel the same way, Sam, but it sounds like you do, but just self-talk. Mm-hmm. It's huge.
Absolutely.
Like I am amazing at my job. I am mm-hmm. amazing within my business. I have an incredible business. I do amazing. Oh, yeah. I change people's lives. You know,
everyone I meet wants to buy from me.
Yes. It's mm-hmm. incredible. The way you can reinvent your life simply mm-hmm. by starting with positive self-talk all the, like, I don't think you get confident by saying a lot of affirmations all the time. You also have mm-hmm. to do the reps and all that along with it, mm-hmm. but it does help. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, there's two things that breed confidence.
Okay.
You know, one is experience.
100%. Breeds confidence.
The other is preparation.
Yeah.
So someone who has very little or just limited experience can compensate for that by putting in the work, putting their 10,000 hours in preparation mm-hmm. while they're gaining experience along the way. And so those are the two things. And part of that preparation is exactly what we're talking about it's really just belief. You know, somebody that's, you know, say earns $10 million a year, you take it all away, zero job. I mean, they just did the study with what Grant Cardone, dropped him in Dallas and he couldn't tell anybody his name and set him a $10 million goal. And he blew right past that and earned like 37.
He bypassed it.
Because mm-hmm. he's the level of person that knows how to do it. He's like, this is my belief system. Follow me. And people do.
Right.
And it's the same thing. Anyone can adopt that. He's no different than you or me. He just believes exactly who he is and knows what he does and knows how to do it well. And we can all do the same thing.
Sam, Beautifully said. It's so, so true. I want to give you enough time here at the end. I know my episodes are not long, but we'll get you back on for a second or third time as well, because we have a lot more to talk about and you have a ton of experience in this area and I love it. So Sam, I want to make sure we have enough time so that you can really dive into any last bits and pieces we didn't have a chance to cover. And then of course, the best way to connect with you.
Sure. You know, the main thing is just really that belief of, you know, I am becoming. It's not I am becoming, it's I am. So everyone that does affirmations, if no longer is it I'm going to be.
I
choose to be a hunter. I am a hunter. I will create business. It's all about taking radical responsibility for yourself as a provider, for your family. I mean, if you don't have a family, it's you for something, right?
Right.
And to a different level. So it's the choice. It's the choice to do it, the choice to put in the work. Successful people do things that unsuccessful people don't think they do. And that's the simple, basic things. They just do them consistently over and over and over. And so so that's it, man. And
perfect.
Yeah.
What's the best way for everyone to reach out and connect with you, Sam?
Yeah. So my Facebook page is a huge one. So my company is Close It Now. We're not closing it later. We're going to close it now.
Right now.
Right.
Because we believe it.
Mm-hmm. We go in the field. We're tracking at a 70% one sit close rate. And so Close It Now. So just search Facebook group on Facebook, Close It Now. You can email me, sam@closeitnow.net, sam@closeitnow.net, or the website is closeitnow.net. So all of those places are a great way to connect.
Sam, thank you so much for today. You are just absolutely incredible. You inspired my entire audience and myself. So thank you. And I can't wait to have you on again.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Group, if you're listening and enjoyed, please like and subscribe. If you're 6, 7, 8, or 9-figure entrepreneur and want to come on the show just like Sam did today to teach us something unique within your business, please go to www.podcastrebels.com. Thanks, guys. Thank you so much, Sam.
Hey everyone, I hope you really enjoyed that episode. As always, if you want to listen to more daily interview content, make sure you subscribe. And here's three ways I can help you in your business for free. One, check out my video on how we're building a pipeline that produces 30 plus prime sales calls every single week using podcast setters and a basic interview funnel. And this is actually how I was able to quit social media forever. You can go to podcastrebels.com/setters. Two, if you're a 6 or 7-figure entrepreneur with a podcast, we actually want to interview you on one of our top 100 shows. Head to top100interview.com. And then three, download our podcast closing formula. It shows you how to create a podcast sales team that books out your sales calendar each week using the podcast closing client attraction method. And you can go to podcastrebels.com/podcast formula. Now at podcastclosing.com, we help 6 and 7-figure entrepreneurs with podcasts create a system for predictable client acquisition without relying on paid advertising or social media by building out podcast sales teams. Now, if you want help turning your podcast into a high-ticket client acquisition machine, then book a call with our team to see how we can help. Go to podcastrebels.com/chat. All right, guys, we'll see you in the next interview.